been so good to me.
Oh,
Yeah, been so
good
good
to
to
me.
me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Been so
Love.
good to me.
Absolutely.
Just can't
Yes.
tell it all.
Can't
My
tell it
Lord.
all. They've been my
Amen.
mother and my father, and I
Father.
won't
Yeah.
Don't take it back.
Hallelujah. He's been our provider. He's been our healer.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. And we just thank him for being so good to
Yes, sir.
us individually,
In the name of
corporately,
Jesus.
as a church family. We just thank God for being so good to us. Amen.
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 Amen. And so we're getting ready to ask our pastor, Dr. Isaac Burnett, to come forth as God lead and direct him. I pray that God continue to keep him, restore him, and bless him in every area.
Amen.
Pastor Burnett, let God have his way as he used you for his glory.
Amen.
Congregation, bless us to receive what the Lord has for us through this vessel of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for our
Thank you,
pastor,
Lord.
Dr. Isaac Burnett. Pastor Burnett, let God have his way. And congregation, let us receive what God has for us on this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord of my soul. Lord, that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
This is just another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let's rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Tell it, Pastor.
He didn't have to keep us. Now, the world can keep on going right up, go on without us.
Amen.
Amen, God. So we're here based on his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. This is day, I believe, 103
Thank you,
of
Lord.
the new year.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm still here.
Tell it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. So I'm glad to be in the number
Come on.
one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. So, thank God for this beautiful day.
Amen. Amen.
It may be cloudy outside, but it's still a beautiful day.
Yes, it
Amen.
is.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All the days of the Lord make it good.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm glad that he has allowed me to share in this day. Hallelujah. Thank God for Dr. Monica for guiding.
Amen.
And we thank God for all the others who participated
Amen.
in this worship service today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we're glad to see all these numbers of names on the website.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to ask you to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 19. Hallelujah. Let's start with verse 37. It's Palm Sunday.
Amen.
Next Sunday we'll be celebrating Easter.
Amen.
We're there.
Amen.
Amen.
Luke 19, verse 37. And when he was come nigh, even now in the descent, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God
Wow.
with a loud voice for all the mighty works at that he they at All Minor Works that day and sing. And saying, blessed be the King and that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thou disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stone will immediately cry out. And so we just want to talk to you briefly, not too long today. We've got another service to do. From the topic, will you praise him?
Amen.
Will you praise him?
Ask somebody, will you praise him?
Will you praise him?
He has given us tasks of giving him praise and giving him honor and glory. We were made by him for that purpose. Give him praise. Okay. And some of us will give it to him, some of us don't. Some of us may intend to do it and get busy and caught up in the day. And before you know it, the day is gone.
Amen.
And you haven't given him the praise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the first thing we ought to do every morning is give him praise.
Amen.
When you open your eyes and see you're still here.
Amen.
Give him praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because this is what he intended us supposed to do, is to praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the afternoon, praise him in the evening, praise him at midnight, praise him all the day long.
Amen.
And then what we're actually doing is rehearsing.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But what we'll be doing on the other side.
Tell it, Pastor.
And we'll be praising God all the time. And you feel good when you praise the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
Okay, it's gonna be even better when praising them there.
Amen.
Okay. And so we're praising, and the songwriter said, never get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But, we don't depend on this energy that we got in our bodies these days. We have an eternal joy, eternal peace, eternal energy. Praise him all day long and never get tired.
Amen.
Okay. And that is a good and glorious time. Hallelujah. To be looking for him. So we praise God because he deserves it.
Amen.
We praise him because he desires it.
Amen.
Praise him because he wants you to recognize him as Amen. Your helper.
Mm-hmm.
Your peace, your joy, your hope, your deliverer. You are, he is everything for us.
Amen.
Okay. And so for this reason, we give him praise.
Praise. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise him when we feel like it, and praise him when we don't feel like it.
Amen.
Okay. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Uh-huh.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Okay. So when we open our mouth, we ought to be praising him.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Open our mouth. We ought to give him glory that we're able to open our mouth.
Amen.
Some people got a mouth, but they can't use it. Some people have to be too fed.
Yes.
Can't talk. Can't do other things. And some are just lying there. But God is good.
Amen. All the time.
Whatever is happening in our lives, it is for our good.
Tell it, Pastor.
And we got to keep on striving to keep that in our mind. Keep it in our heart and our peace and our daily walk and our daily talk. Our daily deeds that we do. For the Lord is good.
Yes.
And mercy is everlasting.
Thank you, Lord.
And praise God this day.
This day.
And knowing that it won't come again.
Amen.
When it's gone, it's gone. We can only live for the moment.
Amen.
And whenever we get the opportunity to give God some praise, that's what we ought to do.
My Lord.
This says Palm Sunday, and it was on this time that the multitude was welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem. And as Jesus was headed down that road, the word said it came to pass that when he was come nigh to the Bethphage and Bethany and the mount that is called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entrance ye shall find a coat
tied,
whereon never a man has sat." And Jesus told him, "I want you to loose that coat.
Loose that man."
And bring him to me. He wanted to loose things. And sometimes we may have to bind things. He's given us the keys to the kingdom. And to all that we loose on earth, he will loose it in heaven.
Man.
And all that was bound on earth.
Yes.
We're bound in heaven. So we got the authority and the power to loose and to bind.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Okay. That we is in our way to from doing what the Lord said do.
My
we
Lord.
Have the power to bind it.
Amen.
That is in our way that we can use for the kingdom. That we can loose so that we can do the work. The enemy don't want you praising. Okay? He wants us all upset with him.
Yeah, the pastor.
Okay? And as long as he get you upset with it, he got you.
Amen.
We can stop blaming God for everything.
Amen.
Every little whatever, we will blame him for it. When the true matter of the fact is, We are the cause of ourselves.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We are the perpetrators. Mm-hmm. The heinous deeds that we may find ourselves in. Because we need to learn how to give him thanks.
Yes, my Lord.
In all things.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing it's his will that we are going through whatever it is we're going through.
Amen.
It's his will.
Amen.
And he's not going to allow any more to come on us.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to handle. So they went and asked, and as they went there and untied the coat,
mm-hmm.
the man of the owner of the coat, "Now, why are you doing this? All right. Why are you loosening the coat?" And they said, "The Lord has need of him." And he allowed him to go and loose the coat.
Mm-hmm.
And now, this is an animal that had never been rode before.
Mm-hmm.
And we know horses and donkeys, when they ain't never been rode before, you put them on the back, they're going to dump you.
My mm-hmm. Lord.
But not seeing the authority of the Lord
mm-hmm.
and the power of him in every situation,
mm-hmm.
he's able to work it out for you.
Yes, sir.
You can go to the problem, but God can make it into a task of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you are moving in faith and doing what has been asked of you. So they bought the coat.
Mm-hmm.
And set Jesus on it. He didn't rebel. He didn't kick. He didn't butt. He stood there, calm, as if he had been broken by somebody before. Okay. So, but this is a baby mule, a baby donkey, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not but he received Jesus as he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he received him doing the works of the Lord.
Yes.
He didn't resist it, but he willingly stood there humble. We got to learn how to humble ourselves. And in the Lord, I'm myself that we don't speak too quickly. I'm myself that we don't act too quickly. The Bible tells us to, we need to wait for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever he is going to do. Don't be in such a hurry to get something done and you get it done without the Lord. Because everything we do is in vain. And if the Lord is not in it, it's all in vain. So only what you do for God that count at the end. So we go on into this day when Jesus, they spread that clothes and they put it on the donkey. Set Jesus on it, and when they had come nigh, even at the end, at the descent of Mount of Olives, this is where they going down to the Mount of Olives. And they began to rejoice. They began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. And so they weren't afraid to open their mouths. They weren't afraid to call on the Lord and to give him praise. They cried out with a loud voice for all the mighty works that he had seen, they had seen him do. Saying, blessed be the king that cometh in this name of the Lord. And blessed be the king that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to say that sometimes. Blessed be the king.
Blessed be the
come
king.
In the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Lord.
Okay. All right, the king is coming.
Amen.
And blessed be the king that come in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And peace in heaven. And glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees that was among the multitude said unto the master, Master, rebuke the disciples. In other words, Master, make these disciples be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pastor.
Not here on the street. And you're making a whole lot of noise. Making me quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he answered and said unto them, I tell you, if these should cry, should hold their peace,
mm-hmm.
the stone would immediately cry out. Okay. All right. God don't really need you. He wants you to do this, but he don't need you to make noise for him.
Tell the pastor. Amen.
Amen.
He can use the rocks to do it.
Amen.
Yes, he can.
Okay. So the question is, will you
praise him? Amen.
Okay. David said, to the congregation, praise ye the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And praise him for his goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Praise him for his excellent greatness.
Uh-huh.
Praise him for his wonderful acts.
Yes, yes.
Praise him for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. And
now, our praise is not for us.
Mm-hmm.
Our praise is for the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, now this is what David said in this 150th Psalm. Praise him for his mighty acts.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him for his excellent greatness.
Amen.
Praise him for his joy and love.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him for everything that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him.
And
praise him with in the sanctuary. Praise him,
my Lord,
in the wherever you are. Praise him.
Praise him.
Okay. And everything will work out all right.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you are praising him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise him because you need the praise need to be in you so you can have joy.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the joy of the Lord will give you the strength you need
mm-hmm.
to endure whatever the situation might be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when they came near, he beheld this city and he wept over it. And, but they had spread their clothing on the ground
mm-hmm.
for the donkeys to ride on, walk on.
Mm-hmm.
They put palm tree leaves down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they praised the Lord. They're making things smooth and easy as they praise the Lord. And the song said, make a joyful noise
unto the Lord.
Into the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All ye land.
Mm-hmm.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Mm-hmm.
Come before his presence with thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Knowing that the Lord, he is God.
And his mercy.
It is he that has made us.
And not we ourselves.
And not we ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We are the people of his pasture.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are here, the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
And we need to realize that and be thankful. The Lord is good.
Yes.
Mercy everlasting.
Do it,
praise them when you enter into the city or when you enter into the gates and into his court. Praise him.
Praise Lord.
Wherever you go, one place or another, give him praise.
Give him praise.
Recognizing that it is he that has brought you thus far safely, has kept you from all hurt and harm.
Amen.
Praise him because he is our way maker.
Amen.
And he is our peace, our joy, our glory, our honor.
Amen.
He is everything that we need.
Amen.
Yes,
the songwriter said, everything I need is in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do everything that he said he would do.
Amen.
Okay. So, Jesus went on in. Cried over Jerusalem because of what about to do. They welcomed them in with joy today, and 5 days later they would be crucifying. And see how quickly we can change.
Hell, it, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
But we'll say, I can't do that. I can't change that. Do that right now. Give me time to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't have no time to deal with it when you first received it, and then it didn't work out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody come bring you some bad news that somebody said about you.
Mm-hmm.
You get angry right then.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sure do.
You made that change in the flip of a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But to change back to forgive them,
mm-hmm.
you want to take forever.
Amen.
Okay. So we got to realize that whatever we do is done unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever we do it to, mm-hmm. it's done to the Lord. Okay. So you're not really dealing with the individual. You're dealing with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hating the individual. You're hating the Lord.
Mm.
Okay? Whatever we do in words or in deeds is done unto the Lord.
Amen.
Did he not say, the least you do of these to my little ones, you've done it even unto me.
Mm-hmm.
We got to realize that whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it's unto the Lord. We need to act like that.
That's okay. True.
Okay. Keep it in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been loose from that bondage. We've been loose from that deal that holds us into
mm-hmm.
bondage. Okay. We've been loose at least from that. We have been told to not allow our hearts to be troubled. If you believe in God, You need to believe in him.
Amen.
Okay. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't worry about nothing.
That's Amen.
Okay. What I tell you, don't worry about nothing.
Nothing.
Amen.
God will handle it for you.
Yes, he will.
Don't worry about nothing. And he went in and said, and he taught them and he preached to them, and he ministered to them. And then he went in the temple. And they were in there, said that they had their businesses set up in the temple. They had the sacrificial animals, the doves and turtledoves, and whatever else the person needed for sacrifice. They had that. And they had money changers to change the coins to the coins of that particular area so they can buy and spend it. They like as you go from here to Canada, you got to get your money changed from US to Canadian. And so they had it. They all in the area, and they had the boot those boots in the church to sell to the people, and the people think that it was money going to the church, but it wasn't. It was money going to that person's business. The money that they made from changing the coins, the money they made from selling of the animals. The money they made from there, all that went into the merchant's pocket. Okay. So Jesus throwed them out, turned the tables over and said, my house has been called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And it was a den of thieves because the people were being deceived. And so what was going on with the money deal? And so he cast them out. All this added up to them wanting to get rid of Jesus. Working them in one day and trying to get rid of them the next. Right? But we need to learn to give him praise in all things. And everything will be all right.
Yes, it will.
Okay. It's going to work out somehow, some way. It's going to work out. So they cried out to him. And Jesus, they wanted to kill him. But they wouldn't because of it was Passover time. And they were afraid that the people would come turn against them. But they made plans how to get it done. And that's what they've done. It was led up to that Friday. Okay, when he was crucified. And that's another story. All right. God bless you. Will you praise him?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Do you want the rocks to cry out?
Yes.
He's gonna get you praise.
Yes, he will.
Any rocks crying out for you? We need to learn to praise him in moments of distress, in moments of turmoil. Praise him.
Praise him.
And as we praise him, we'll be delivered.
Amen.
As we praise him, we'll be made into what the Lord wants us to be.
Amen.
As we praise him, we're going to be molded and shape for his kingdom. And everybody else will be able to see the good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Remember, it's not about you. It's all about Jesus and him crucifying. I bless you.
Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you,
Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't that stand? All right. We'll give our benediction. Now until him is able to present his faultless before the precious throne of God. And we will receive in joy. May the grace of God, sweet communion, Holy Spirit, rest, bosom, rule, and the Bible that's now henceforth and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
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 Right.